Okay, we'll start Parshas Noach. Other years we spoke about the Beit HaLevi. How is it that even the Behemoth, Chayis, Oifis were Niskakim L'Shein Aminoi? Why were the animals punished? We spoke about this, that whatever man does, it affects the entire Bria. So that's what we spoke about other years. This year we'll speak about actually the Tikkun, how we correct ourselves, how Noach corrects himself. So Hashem tells Noach to build a Teva. Well, actually, the world became corrupt. Rashi says it's a rayas. Then Torah says, Rashi over here says gezel. So there are two basic things going on here. There was a rayas and gezel. Rashi's language is loy nechtem gezar dimel al gezel. Okay, so Hashem tells Noach, and the Torah goes into detail, Asei lecha teves atzei gofer, take special wood, gofer wood. The uncle says, O in the kardem wood. Must be special waterproof wood. And kinim tasa teva v'chafar toisimi baisim v'chutz b'kofer. And you have to make it waterproof inside out with pitch, that is, the water shouldn't come in. And then the Torah gives exact dimensions of the teva. Zasha tasa yisa shalosh me'isama oricha teva, 300 by 50 wide by 30 tall. I saw something very interesting. You know, the Christian scholars are very busy with the Teva. So there were two doctors in the 70s, a guy, Dr. Henry Morris, and a guy, David Collins. They were naval architects, and they were curious about the dimensions of the Teva, and they came out that the Teva is more stable in water than most modern ships. Modern ships, they have to be a little less stable because you need to be able to steer it well. But the Teva, but while I was looking at it, I saw something very cute. But how do you figure out, so you take the Amma and you figure out 300 by 50 by 30. Okay, but how big is the Amma? Well, I don't know how they came to it. We have three shittas on what an Amma is. 24 inches according to Chazanish, 21 inches according to Ramesha, and Reb Chaim Noah is 18 inches. They took on Reb Chaim Noah's shita what an Amma is. However they came to it. But according to Reb Chaim Noah's Amma, 18 inches, if you calculate what an Amma is, you do 300 by 50 by 30, it's more stable. They're trying to show the biblical truth, so we don't need these rayas. We know the Torah is true, but it's unbelievable. The Torah goes into detail that Noah has to build basically a warship, a ship that's stable, that could be stable in any waters, right? And the Torah says how to build the rooms, and there's three floors, and there's lighting system, and there's Sayyid Asla Teva, and exactly the exits, where the exits are. The Torah goes into very big detail exactly. Now, the Ramban asks the Kash over here. The Ramban asks that the truth is, and Rabbeinu B'chai also over here. Rabbeinu B'chai is a little bit more barich, it's a little bit better, a little easier to read. Rabbeinu B'chai says that if you made a teva this big, you're not going to be able to save the entire world. Melech had to take every species. You ever go to a zoo? The zoo is acres big because you need, there's so many different species of animals. How in the world is a teva, even if it's, okay, 300, let's do the chazenish. The chazenish is sheer. Okay, Nama is 2 feet. It's 600 feet. 600 feet by 50 feet by 30. It can't contain even one a small zoo. Ramban says you have to say that Hashem is an ace, that a little bit could contain a lot. So Ramban says, well, okay, so once you're making an ace, and make the teva just the size of a box, and people go into the teva. You ever see like the clown show, 100 clowns popping out? That's what they should have done. It should have been a small Fiat. What's the name of that small car? Fiat, a smart car. Everyone walk in and you fit somehow miraculously. Why did the Torah goes into detail and it's mamish a stable ship, 300 by 50 by 30. It's not holding anyone anyways. So why don't you just make Ramban's question? Ramban says two terutzim. The first teretz says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always tells us to be memayit the nes. A person does what he could do, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes over from there. Okay? Ramban doesn't say, why is it that way? Once you're doing the nes, just do a full-fledged nes. Ramban doesn't explain, but he says, this is the derech of the Rabbeinu B'chai. When he paraphrases this, he says, go look in the Tanakh, you'll find every single time HaKadosh Baruch Hu is memayit the nesim. If you look into it, you'll see Kodesh Baruch Hu always minimizes the Nisim. My gut feeling about this is that we live in a world Hashem wants us to have free will. So even when Hashem has to intervene, He always wants there to be room for error. That you could say, it was teva, right? And we spoke about this in Parshas Bo'i with Pare. Okay, and then the second tirade says that Noach had a... Remember, they didn't have factories pumping out nails, and they didn't have power drills either. So how did Noach build this monster ship? Single-handedly, no one's helping him. He didn't have a team. Maybe his sons helped him. I don't know. I have a hard time getting my sons helping me. So Noach single-handedly built this monster ship. So it took him 120 years. And the idea was that it should be like a big tumult in the world. And people ask, what are you doing? And people start talking. And the idea was that maybe people should do tshuva. That's the two reasons. So again, Hashem could have... You had to be Samech HaNisim anyways. Why do you have to be Samech HaNisim? Because you can't fit the entire world into a small ship. Right? I'm saying every single species, Mzachar, Nekeva, the kosher ones, maybe the ones you can bring Karbanis, according to some Rishonim, or maybe all kosher ones, seven, Zachar, Nekeva. So how are you going to fit it all in? Ramban says there's an ace. So once it's an ace, make it small. So that's the two reasons. Either Hashem wants to be Memait an ace, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Noach to be busy with it. If it would just be a small box that people went into, that would take 2-3 days or whatever it is. But now you have to single-handedly build from scratch a warship that's going to be stable in water. Then it was a big deal. Now it just happens to be just the premise of Ramban's kasha that this teva cannot fit everything. That's not muskan. The Pirkei Rabbi Elazar seems to say that the teva held only 365 species. So the Radal, there's a sefer, the Pirshan Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, the Radal, Rav David Luria Mibichav Hayoshan. He was born the year the Gro was Nifti. He was a Talmud of the Gro. I believe he's a Talmud of Menachem Mendel. He was a Goyin Otsum. If you ever get a chance to look at his sermon, in the back of the Gemara, it's printed Chidush Radal and the Pirshan Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. He was one of those people that Kol HaTorah Kula was at his fingertips. So for him, there was no difference explaining Pshat and Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. It's based on a Zayar, not like the Raj ben Chulin, but if you take a look at the Medrash Rabbah, like everything was fair play for him. It's a very astonishing sefer. It's breathtaking. The Pirish Radal. So he says something very interesting. You know, Jews, we don't believe in evolution. We didn't evolve from amoeba, and our Zetas weren't apes. Okay, so there was an Adam Rishon, but we do believe in macroevolution. Right? Varaya. Adam Rishon was one person, and there are black people, and there's white people. How come there's so many different types of people? People evolve over time. Animals evolve over time. The Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says, it seems to be, according to Rabbi Dal's Girsa, there were 365 species on the teva. He said, wait a second, there's much more than 365 species. I forgot, there's a humongous number of just one type of bird. So he says a tremendous vart. He says, how many different types of dogs are there? There's German Shepherds, there's Rottweilers, there's Pit Bulls, there's Poodles, right? How many dogs did he bring on the teva? He says he only brought one. The Alta Zeda of the old dogs was the prototype dog. And from that set of dogs, over thousands of years, they evolved. I mean, this is kosher evolution. Don't get nervous. They evolved over time. The ones that went to Siberia became Siberian Huskies. The ones that went to Germany became German Shepherds. Dogs evolved over time. So there are only 365 primary species. Okay? In the lion species, you can have different types of lions. The mountain lions, the puma, this thing. Maybe they all evolved. You know, again, Darwin, Yamach Shemam, but he didn't believe in Rabbi Shalom. But they did. There is some truth to what he said. There was an archipelago island. I forgot. There was a bird. There was an earthquake, smacked through the island, and the island split into two. So the bird population was in the center, right where the split was, and suddenly the bird population got separated, and their diet got separated. One side of the island they were eating berries, and one side of the island they were eating nuts. And they tracked these birds. The nuts, the ones that had to eat nuts, they had to have sharper beak. So all the ones with a very soft beak, those birds died. The ones with sharp beak, and then the ones that were eating berries, they didn't need a sharp beak. So the ones that had a soft beak also lived very strong. Then you come back 100 years later, and because survival of the fittest is true to some degree. The ones on one side of the island, they were eating nuts. All the ones that had strong beak, they survived and prospered, so they developed one kind of beak. The ones with the other side of the island developed a different type of beak. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it based on your diet and your weather. You evolved. The Gemara Shabbos says this. I saw the same word in the Marat Zchias and the Teres Yisrael. They say the same thing, that this is really what Hillel, the Ger was asking Hillel, how come these people have slanty eyes? And they live in a desert. They need eyes that the sand shouldn't go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated it. Because of where you're living, you need certain features. People that live in swamp need broad feet that don't have such a high arch. You could be more stable on the ground. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it. So according to the Ramban's Kasha is not so pasha. Ramban says you can't fit the whole world onto a boat. You could if you just take the prototype species of each boat. Okay, that's the first thing I want to say. Now, what's the idea of the Mabel? Okay, again, we spoke other years that the idea of the Mabel is that the world was terrible, the rising Gezel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to destroy them. Okay, so now Rashi says a few times that they were Asur B'Tashra Shamita. Now that's Meforish and Psukim. It says Hashem tells Noach, you come in with your sons and your wife go in with their wives. Torah says this. And later when it says come out of the Teva, Hashem tells Noach, you could come out of the Teva with your wife. It's Meforish that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Noach, when you go in, no more Tashra Shamita, and when you come out, it's Hutter B'Tashra Shamita. Right, because anytime there's a takana gzera, the gzera is never over unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes the gzera, like by Matan Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Shloi Shama Maltik Shel Isha, and after Matan Torah they weren't allowed back to the wives until it says Shavu Lechem Lailechem, go back to your tent. It was Hutter B'Tashra Shamita. Same thing. There was Isser Tashra Shamita for a year. So I used to think that this is similar to the Gemara in Tainus. The Gemara in Tainus says, Reish Lakish says that B'Shnas Ravin, when there's tragedy in the world, the famine, people are dying, a person shouldn't be procreating, shouldn't be with his wife, shouldn't have intimacy with his wife. So I used to think that that's the idea. And then you look at the Torah and we see that during this year, Noach had to basically single-handedly sustain the entire world. Right? What's the idea? Noach, the Gemara says that Eliezer Ever Avram met Shem ben Noach. And he said, how did you manage for a year? He said it was unbelievably hard. They couldn't sleep for a year. Remember, they had, their job was to make sure no species goes extinct. Everybody knows the Rashi. It says, Vaisharach Noach, what happens? Then he came late to line, Noach kicked him, and Noach became crippled, right? Everyone knows why the big punishment for Noach. So again, I used to think the pshat is because he had a task, make sure no species goes extinct. And if you don't take, Noach did a tremendous job. The Chazal say that there are animals that only eat by night, so Noach had to be up by night. There are animals that only eat by day. So Noach had to, 24 hours a day, he was a zookeeper. And it smells. You ever go with your kids to a zoo, a petting zoo? It's mamash geferlich. How did he live? There was a special ashkacha protis. Okay, the Gemara says there was an animal called a zikra, I forgot the name of the animal. The animal, maybe some kind of lizard. Noach didn't even know what to feed it. He was one time cracking open a pomegranate. It was rotten. It was worms in it. And the animal stuck out its tongue and it ate from the rotten worms. So Noach said, okay, that's the food for this animal. He had to chop every animal. What its food was 24 hours a day. So why did he get? He was doing a tremendous mitzvah. Because he was late to the line, he gets crippled. So I thought because it was a very big achayis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Even though it was just a small lapse, but there was a midas hadin on him. The entire world is at your mercy. You can't be late to feeding the animal. That's what I thought. I saw Meshech Chachma says much deeper. What was the crime of the Dar Hamabel? Two things: Arayas and Gezel. The idea of the Teva was, and this is very important for our own Avodas Hashem, it was a re-education for one complete year. In parentheses, he says, like the Mishpat of Risham is Yud Beis Chaydish in Gehenim. Russia goes to Gehenim for 12 months. What's the idea? Hashem's not just punishing you. That's not the idea. You're punished. Hashem's not getting angry. It's because you lived a certain lifestyle. You have to get re-educated. You have to see the MS before you. It says that Kayach Vadosi, 1,000 years later, was saying Moshe Emes v'Tayrosi Emes, right? In the Musi Yeshivas, they would repeat a Chazal many, many times, Moshe Emes v'Tayrosi Emes. They repeat this Chazal until it got in. The Kayach was saying this Musa Seder for 1,000 years. So the Meshul Chachma says that's the idea of the Mabel, that's the idea of the Teva. They were Hishchus Kobasu, they were Nichshal and Arayas, they were Hishchan Gezel. For one whole year, they had to correct their tendencies. One whole year, humanity was a type of humanity that was taken from others. You know how Noach corrects it? By for 1 year straight, you give to somebody else. Up until now in history, people were Arias. For now, a whole year, they had to be Parish men Arias. There's a Rashi later in Vayetze, I couldn't find it. Rashi later says that up until the times of Avos, even the Goyim were careful with Arias. What's the pshat? Because the lesson was very learned. The lesson was learned in the teva. So that's a very important idea. I have a quip. How do you make yourself be a better person? Be a better person. That, you know, you could talk about it, you could hear inspirational talks, you could hear this shir. That doesn't make you a better person. It makes you a better person what Noach does. The society was corrupt. You go ahead and you bend yourself to the other direction. Every day, all you give up is from yourself to help somebody else. That's how you make yourself a better person. And that was the tikkun of the teva. Shabbos.